senza lavoro.
Hold on, I'm bone in my hair, very nice. Saying Benazman makes him laugh. Like, what does it mean, Benazman? Saying this, the only freedom there is after 120 in Haraz 18 when you're dead. Freedom is vacation. Freedom. Benazman is the main time to actually go off. All the daily stroll. They always were working and striving in and with the Hashem. At times where a lot of people are giving up. He's saying that Tzaddik never took a tour. He never took a tour when it was hard. He fought and continued. Ben Azmanim, no difference. A person doesn't want to be even 1 second now with Hashem. Even 1 second. Now, this Tzaddik wants to be. Not to be davuk on Hashem. There's no tachlis, there's nothing. There's no p'tur, there's no chofesh. There's no such thing as being separated ben zmanim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Yetzer that created all these things, ben zmanim and all these things. First of all, he's saying there is coil over here. They're going to have Ben Azmanim. They're going to be learning. Zot Hashem. He's saying it's worth for every person. I think it's a very big thing and a nice thing. He's saying that these people, they come every day, like, even if it's Ben Azmanim, Ben Azmanim, that means that Dovah Kan Kosh Boch, it doesn't make a difference what the time is called. Last thing in the end, we'll talk about Ben Azmanim. At the end of the shiur, we'll talk about Ben Azmanim. Let's talk about what Rabbeinu writes. On Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan. Rabbeinu writes in Torah Mem Tesh. There's 2 months of tshuva. One is Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. And one is Nisan of Pesach.
חודש תשרי.
אז התשובה,
it's from תשובה, is coming from fear, יראה. From יראה של השם. Everybody talks about it and gets scared to do תשובה.
חודש ניסן.
מורה חודש ניסן.
תשובה מאהבה.
It's from תשובה מאהבה.
לא מתחלון.
It's a known thing. What we always mention, we always mention all of us, the amazing, wonderful things that there are. And Aleph Nisan, we start reading the Parshas Nesiim, which are ahead of the tribes. He's saying that every single day is really 12, each connected 1 month of the year. This is very, very high, the Chodesh Nisan. This month is it's Chodesh of the year. Because each month, each day of the year, each day of the month is connected to another month of the year. Therefore, every person. See, this way, as you give a share on this, see, and that's why Shem Chazik Ben Ismanim, because this is the month actually, and so you should just fly around here and there. See, of course, every month, every Chag has its things you have to prepare for. A person that works in a certain occupation, he doesn't stop. He stops working because of Chodesh Nisan. Instituting, there's no such a reality as that. He continues working, but he finds time to do everything. So what's the difference by yeshiva? There's Chodesh Nisan. What do you mean to say? What's the difference? The person has to come and learn and continue learning. Not to leave the Torah for even 1 second. This is what life is. If it was a different work, you should just leave the work. You would leave the work? Of course not. So at least to learn till 1 o'clock every day. Rav saying to at least learn till 1 o'clock. And then a shayid, what they do in the rest of the day. He said, there's enough time. I think it's very, very high days. Not to fill them all. Rabbeinu writes. Rabbeinu speaks in Tara'ayim. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Also, Rabbeinu explains at the end of this Torah, in the Torah, in the end of the Torah, it says, second. יום השמיני זה נעשה לך את המשכן משה קוט ארון את הילדים את בני ישראל של כלל ראשי העם קטון ועד גדול כדי הקמת המשכן קרא את כל ראשי העם called everybody for the קמת המשכן the biggest and the smallest ניסן ראש השנה למלכים ניסן זה ראש השנה for kings ואז היה קמת המשכן saying and he's saying that's Mavu Chadash all months. Chadash Misan is a third month. He said before that's Rosh Hashanah for kings, kingship.
Shabbirot
He's saying the Bechirot is not every 4 years. It's every second of the life. Bechirot, you have to make choice. Life every second. We're fighting every second, you have to make choice. And you could change your reality of the whole world in 1 second. In every second of her, you could change the reality of the whole world. He's saying Bechirot is not once in 4 years. He's saying it doesn't make a difference who, what, when. Everything's in the hands of Hashem. It doesn't matter who got chosen. Kings, not. It's all Hashem. Hashem picked. Hashem chooses. He chooses who should be the heads of Israel. It doesn't make a difference, really. He said, it doesn't make a difference what we did. Even until Mashiach. Even Rosh Hashanah is the biggest tzaddik in the world. He's saying, it doesn't make a difference if it's tzaddik or Rosh Hashanah. What's going to happen until Mashiach comes? The son you saw is going to hate us. Everybody's going to hate us. Hashem wants to redeem us, so redeem us today. It doesn't make a difference who the heads. Every second in life is a bechira, is a choice. When a person goes against the will of Hashem, he gives the koch to Rishayim, Chas V'Shalom, which is averus. The person is mamach Hashem, gives kingship to Hashem. He doesn't give. No Rasha's koyach can do anything because his koyach is to Hashem. This is our void every second to be mamach Hashem. That's the real bechira. Nobody can do anything to us. We see from our eyes that it's good for Yisrael, and it's just going to be better and better and better. The chizuk of this yeshiva and the strong learning here. Oh Hashem, he's saying, I have so much enough from what I hear and what I see. He's saying there's a real chizuk limud Torah upon yeshiva. And surely, he's saying, don't throw it away. This is the most chodesh, the biggest, this is the kingship. Saying, strengthen yourself to come learn here every day, even ben ezmanim, so at least a half a day, and we should be zocha. Saying, from all the kolim, Rav Shua Kohn, he doesn't give anywhere but over here in Chodesh Nisan. That's what he's saying. Even Ben Azmanim. Baruch Hashem, it's a big group. So slowly, slowly, it's going Baruch Hashem the right way and kindness to Hashem. It's talking about the Mashgichim and all the Rabbonim here who are giving so much. Not one person should think, don't be stupid. Everybody should come, all the Avraham should come. Man. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
He's saying, be, hurry, and come and learn. He's saying he gives a tremendous nachzuach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so people come and learn every day, regular, like it's been like his regular zman, not ben zman. He's saying half a day. I think a person doesn't have any obligations, she should do even more. Therefore, he's saying at least before afternoon, everybody should come. He's asking from everybody to please come to learn Torah Kedoshah. That's the first thing. And the avodah of each person in is to do the Ratzon of Hashem, each person personally. If you're mivati your ratzin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzin, that's how you king HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rebbe says in Torah Ayin Bet. You can bring the whole world to the Tikkun Shelo. Torah Hei Rabbeinu says. He's saying, even though I taught you a lot, I'm going to go over and over and again. I have to. Oh, more and more and more. No end. It brings from the Rebbe. He's saying, when you fall from Emunah, you strengthen strange Emunahs, which is Apikorsis and all that. I mean, says, if you fall from Amunah, there's Avodah Zarah because we fall. Because Av Mishra falls from our Amunah, we strengthen Avodah Zarah. If we strengthen, there won't be any Avodah Zarah. Everybody would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all totally in us, Av Mishra. The first thing you think. Look at the darkness in the world. Oh, Baruch Hashem, is that what I understand? To be mefitz emunah, to spread emunah through goyim also. For the goyim also. And more. And more goyim and goyim. All different places. He's saying that they invited the Rav to speak in other places. Rabbeinu writes Boshet clearly. No, Shazimat Olam Atzilus. Saying that whenever it says Da, it means that it's coming from the highest Olam Atzilus, like the first Torah. Rabbeinu is saying to know that from Olam Atzilus he got it to the highest world. That it falls. All the darkness comes from falling the moon up in the Yidden. Hafuch mizeh, the opposite. If you strengthen Emunah, there won't be any Avodah Zarah. There won't be any darkness. It's our Bechira. It's a Bechira to spread Emunah. To spread Emunah is our Bechira. He's saying, why is there Riveinu every day when we say Shemesh Riveinu? I think it's coming from the lack of Das and Emunah. Because it's about Ivenu is not physical, it's a spiritual Melchama. To know that everything's for the best. To be in Simcha always, because you know everything's for the best. To work every second is a Melchama and Emunah. Geula ze emuna. In Torah Hei Rabbeinu writes, Shegula, that's believing emuna. Complete geula is complete emuna, and the opposite, vice versa. Geula shlema means you're attached to Hashem completely, always. What's galut? That you're attached, detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. I'm in the top, detached. Gula means you attach completely. Venu is the wars that we have with Emunah every single day, every second. This is to work on Emunah, fight for it. Halacha Ragnu, we kill. What does that mean we kill? We're going on Tefillah, to Davin. First thing is to Davin. He kills himself to believe. It's a melchama of staying alive, surviving. He says, but I'll give out tzlachet to everybody that has bitochen, bitvoitchem, Hashem. Everybody knows now. Chodesh Nisan, the star of learning, the reward is higher. I'm seeing different things. I'm showing different statistics of the logo. You get more in Chodesh Nisan. Iskhar is just bringing a dugma, but it means we're getting close to Hashem. Iskhar is much higher, you get much closer. He's saying, why not kabel iskhar? It says people who aren't omel, they get iskhar. They get money. He's saying, get money. They're getting the check. They're not, but they're not getting iskhar because they're not being mekarev Hashem, which is a real iskhar. Anybody with a little bit of dot doesn't think about all the, what's all the mahabit to be dovek in Hashem, to be zochet, to love Hashem, and to want Hashem, to be attached to Hashem. More yediyas haTorah. Therefore, in Chodesh Nisan, the person, that's the schar. The schar is that he gets closer to Hashem. Chodesh Nisan gives you higher kelim to accept more from the Elishta. Even more siyata d'shmaya. The learning of Torah. Rabbeinu writes in Torah Aleph. That Torah, that it's a limited Torah that comes with strength. When you're learning with strength, sometimes it doesn't go well, the learning. Sometimes it's hard. You have to try harder. More koach. Do it more strength. Rabbeinu writes Torah Aleph. To learn with koach, to mamish, to get rid of the hardest yitzhara. The only way you can really beat the real, really is through Torah. You have to give koch to Yetzirah Torah, to Menatzech Yetzirah through Torah. So this way he gives the strength to beat the Yetzirah from the Yetzirah Torah. We should always remember this point. The Bechirat, it's a joke. We did our shtadlut, we did our job, we picked whatever. What we voted for. Right now it's done, it was. It's nothing. Doesn't interest us now. Doesn't interest me who, what, when. I don't hear, I don't wanna know. I think it's done out of our hands, who cares? Doesn't interest me, nothing. He says, I don't want to know anything after, out of my hands. Who cares? The Ishtadlut is the Ratzon Hashem. After that, there's nothing. It's over with after the Ishtadlut of picking, voting. The main thing is to make achdut in Am Yisrael. To the bechir, that's it. Saying that every yid should feel it's part of Am Yisrael. Saying that's the shtadlut of achdut. He doesn't care now. It's over with. Who cares? I don't want to hear anything. Who, what, when, nothing. Doesn't interest me. It's everything in the hands of Hashem, so it doesn't interest me anymore. It just means fits Torah and Amuna. Ask if you're going to give a shir today. Of course you're going to give a shir. So people should come and be mitchazik. Everybody should come and learn. Everybody should be oisik, busy with Avodas Hashem. So you could become much closer to Hashem this month. It gives you much more koyach this month. Because it's ben azmanim. Come learn, come work with Hashem. How about Hashem? Strengthen. Remember good. He's saying somebody who works on his emunah and fights with it, he's breaking all the desire already, just for the fight. He's fighting for his emunah. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He's just fighting with himself, the emunah. He's breaking all of the zara and all the kfira and all the apikorsis in the world. He lightens up all the darkness. Because of his, a lot of people, other people will wake up. Jews are returning. We see that Amisrael is going up. Amisrael is going up. We see Baruch Hashem. He's saying everything is just the keeping of going up. Praise Hashem. Praise Hashem. Therefore, we have to pray. Ashrenu. Saying that we should be the front lines of the war, the front lines of the battlefield of Amunah and Torah and Ruchni. So he's saying, oh, Dupam, one more time, Rabbi's saying. He's asking from everybody. He's saying, Shabbat is Manim to come. Everybody to come to learn, to be strong, to come to the davening. To come down on Pesach itself, to be strengthened. Rabbeinu writes in Chelek Hey, in Torah in Chelek Beis, in the second Chelek of the Avukat Amaran. Rabbeinu starts off in this Torah. So he's just going to go through a short version of what the Torah is telling. The Iker is Amunah. Rabbeinu writes it strong over there. The Iker is Amunah. The Iker is Amunah. Every person has to find himself, to be chazik himself in Amunah. To find himself, always how to strengthen himself in Amunah. You know, there's no bad, there's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Always work in Amunah. Rabbeinu writes over here, Torah Hey. Sif Bet. You need etzot. You need ideas. What's the etzot? Etzot comes from a tzaddik. But he gives you really the true etzah. And he gives you a little bit from your his amun also. I mean, it's in Sif Dalet in that Torah. I think through strengthening Amunah, we break their Amunah, their false beliefs. Like it's what he said before, the Rav said before, that through Amunah you break the other Amunahs. Rabbeinu writes also, honestly, it's when you raise the fallen Amunah, you make Gerim from that, right? People want to convert. And they can give a lot of gavat to Amisrael because they come. They come because we strengthen their amunah. So we have gavat because we strengthen our amunah. Rabbeinu writes also. Rabbeinu writes also on the gava. Rabbeinu writes from the gerim ador. That's where the gava comes from. Which all comes from Amunah, and that all comes from the Eitz Ratzadik, how to strengthen your Amunah. Just going through a Torah a little bit. We'll wait, I guess, till the main part. I'm going to write to Chodesh Nisan. Okay, this is He's saying that the Rosh Hashanah, all the koch of the person is renewed in Nisan. Even the malachim, the angels, Hashem knows, Hashem gives them new tafkidim. All the jobs in this world is being koveh in Nisan. Here and also in the olam of the angels. Hashem gives all the avodot, the angels, they accept their tafkid, what they have to do, their tafkid. Also in Nisan.
Purpose.
Rabbeinu, right. It's Masbir. Explains
that
Hashem gives all the appointments, meaning every person's appointed his job and his son. That's why we're telling you, you can change everything. Until Mashiach comes, and we share Hashem should give us the right manigim, the right tzaddikim, not just in our soul, in the whole world. You see, look at all the Jewish communities all over the world. They have a leader who's not a manig, a kosher manig, and he drags them along with his stupidity, basically. You think he can build a leader, could build on Yisrael, could destroy on Yisrael? That's for sure. Everybody should go out to be mitvoded and daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should have rachmanis and give us and renew all the appointments. And the appointments should be given to tzaddikim to lead us and not stam people. The whole world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. So for sure in Eretz Yisrael, because it's the high, you know. We should have manigim ksherim, leaders, righteous leaders, and kosher leaders. Let's go through the truth way, the Torah. Rabbeinu explains also now why also the angels. And the angels also have a new, renewed happiness. And Nisan is the time of Geula, of redemption. It's a known thing. He's saying that every angel strengthened in Nisan, okay. And this is what is written. Malachim. It says, I took out my commandments with Malachim. Why? Because it's a new thing, we just said. The main thing is the chatshut of Ratzon is in Nisan. Your will, to mechadish your will, to renew your will is in Nisan. The whole year, of course, you could be mechadish your Ratzon through happiness, through simcha. Because through simcha, you could become part of the simcha of the malachim. To renew your Ratzon. The whole year is through simcha. But through Chodesh Nisan, even through natural, without the simcha, that's the strength of Nisan, that you don't need that simcha extra. Because Hashem couldn't point you and Rin does everything. Therefore, what we say, this time of Nisan, you can be zeichet to tikkun abrit, complete watching of the brit, which is the ikar of tshuva, to mitakin all the pgam abrit, which is in Chodesh Nisan. You have a strong point, or you can fix it. Ishtabach shmur ad. He's saying there's so many good things. There's a lot of good things. Saying save them, don't let them go. Rabbeinu writes, And Sifyut Aleph and Torah Hei, the same Torah. He's thinking through rabbis aren't kosher. There's the tumah that comes out to bring it. That's galus, but it's brings into galus. So we're saying, Chodesh Nisan, that Hashem should appoint true and kosher people, kosher manigim who we follow, righteous people, chassidim, people who serve Hashem, true serving Hashem.
Just
reading from Kutim around now, a few more lines. He's saying that it's always Rabbeinu saying Amuno goes high, they fall. It's just it's a seesaw. To learn Torah with koach strength, that gives us the highest koach. Learning Torah with koach gives us the most koach. That we can beat all the bad. I've been writing Torah Aleph, Chilak Aleph. I've been writing explicitly. If you want what Hashem does, Hashem will do what you want. If you want what Hashem wants, whatever happens with you, you accept it. So Hashem will do what you want. So it's a new thing that we have to go with. One line, always to go with this line. That's the whole thing of Amunah. You want what Hashem wants. Hashem does? This is what I want. Just say thank you. Thank you. You want what Hashem wants. And then Hashem does what you want. Because it's one vicious cycle, but not a vicious, a good vicious cycle. I did not explain it, but a good vicious cycle. Something vicious like in takedown. Good vicious hit. He's always want what Hashem wants. But to cry, to complain, that's what you. Through this, he causes. He gives the koach to the goyim to rule over Jews when he complains to Hashem and he doesn't accept it with emuno, with thank you. Saying, strengthen yourself. I've been right over here. No, that through the Torah, all the tilas are accepted because of the Torah, through the Torah you learn. Therefore, Rabbeinu, when he said Torah to him, he said it. He didn't have yeshiva where he gave shiur every day. He gave at certain times. The Torah. The Hasidim used to go in, and the Rebbe used to tell them over Torah. Rabbeinu himself. He didn't write for the Siddur that he said that. He said this, and then he wrote that down. And it was written in different times, backwards, forwards. Rabbeinu himself set up the Likutei Moran, and he himself publicized it. It's not stunned that Rabbeinu wrote Torah Aleph, that this was the first Torah. that if he had Buddha do this Brazil. No, he talks about Dimir HaTorah, the first Torah, to learn. That's the first Torah in Lakuta Maran. It's the beginning of the Sefer. You open up Lakuta Maran, first thing, Torah. To the Torah, all the Tefillahs Hashem, except all your Tefillahs. To the Torah Kedusha. Even if you're about Tefillah, but who's going to bring up the Tefillot? Through the Torah. Even if you're about Tefillah, you need the Torah to bring it up. The Tefillot. Rabbeinu writes, person needs. If you always have to find the Seichel, the knowledge in every single thing that happens. And that you could go through all that is through the Torah. Huh? I think somebody just wrote Todat to the Rav this year. I think. What the answer we just read, he just said thanks. That's what it was. How do you see the Seichel and things through Malchut? Through kingship, which is really Torah he's going to get to, but I'm guessing, because that's what the Torah says. Saying, what's Malchut? The person, the first thing simply, to King Hashem on himself, to crown Hashem. Tefillah is also is Malchus. And Rabbeinu writes person knows that everything that he has is from Hashem. Without Hashem, nothing. He has nothing. Because Lavana gets from the sun, you get only from Hashem. Lavana can't have any gaiva because he's based on the sun. We also, we can't have any gaiva we have because Hashem gives it to us. So if somebody learns the gaiva from him, gives it to the bad, the evil. How do you give? When a person learns with koach, he gives it to the kedusha side. And that's Ben Azmanu. To learn with Koach Ben Azmanu. There's a lot of Kimcha Pesach food for Pesach, all the Avichim. He's saying he's giving a lot more this year than last year. Bezat Hashem. Amen. Say this year, Baruch Hashem, plenty, and we're being mishtadel, which we're doing even more. From all Kippur to Bezat. Okay, I'm gonna... Hey.